The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. At this season, many expressions of love are exchanged by sweethearts. Everything from cards to flowers to very elaborate gifts are given to show the love that one person has for another. It can be a very meaningful time when a heart is open to another person and their souls are knit together in love that was planned by God Himself. From the time God made Eve from Adam's rib and brought her to the man, God has been making men and women with the intent of bringing them together in His wonderful institution of marriage. However, like all of God's good gifts, Satan has worked to pervert marital love to mean something that it doesn't mean. He confuses body love with spiritual love. He lies to us saying that there are many people we can love with marital love, when in reality, there is only one we can love that way. Satan works to convince us that marital love is experienced best in the very opposite way that God says it must be experienced. Satan inserts confusion into both how to find your spouse and then how to live life with them once you have found them. Finding our spouse is a question most of us ask frequently in the earlier years of our life. Yet the Bible has a simple way of finding that person. We are to trust God to reveal them to us. The Bible tells us how God brought the first man and woman together, and that is to be our pattern, since all of us come from them. The Bible says in Genesis 2, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man." God has a way planned for us to meet our spouses. His method is for us to be led by Him in our spirit as to who that person is. If we've received Jesus Christ as our Master and Deliverer, then His Holy Spirit resides inside our spirit. When the time comes when He has planned for us to marry, He will bring the person into our life who is the other part of us. God will let us know deep inside our spirit that this is the one. Then we develop a friendship by being with that person, generally around others, especially in the beginning. As we learn each other by talking and experiencing everyday life together, we find that we think alike on the basics of life, that is, who God is, who we are, and what is His plan for life in this world and eternity. This generally should be at least a number of months to give time to see the other person deal with the difficulties of life as well as the good times. Then, a proposal of marriage by the man, since he is to be the leader in the family, is the next step. Then a public ceremony where before God and man, vows of commitment to each other for life are exchanged, bringing the man and the woman into being one before God. In this holy relationship, children can be birthed with security and understanding, which will prepare them to become what God intends them to be. On the other hand, Satan tells us through the world system that we should get our bodies together, kissing and having sex, in order to know if this person is right for us. His aim is to deceive us to think that body love leads to soulish love, just the opposite of the true way God designed love to work. To sum it up, God works from the inside out, while Satan works from the outside in. Shouldn't you be teaching this to your children and grandchildren? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministryky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.